Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing as you wake up daily, it must be God's force in our life on a daily basis. Join us also on Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time on our social media platforms. Welcome to Monday, the 15th day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive. I'm responding with Amen. I receive it. Today is the 15th day in June. June has 30 days. So 15 is right in the center or the middle of the month. This is what the Holy Ghost dropped into my spirit as our faith action for today. Do it if you can, but if you cannot, if it's not possible or convenient for you now, receive the prayers all the same, but when it is more convenient for you, do so. Then play back this message then. Rise up, walk to the center of your room. Stand up, use your finger to draw a symbolic imaginary circle on the floor or on the carpet. Stand in the middle. Yes, stand in the middle of the circle. Thus says the Lord. The Lord God, your Father and your Maker, I will put you in the middle of a major miracle this day. A major breakthrough will happen for you soon, you and your family. You have stayed so long at the sideline, long enough from the sideways, I'm bringing you to the center. From small beginning, I'm taking you high up. What you are doing will grow. Your business, career, and outfit will grow phenomenally. You will no longer be sidelined. Your children and your business and your outfit we no longer be sidelined. God will make you the center of attraction and attention. The remaining 15 days this month shall drop only for you. Your name and things will come up in good and high places where favor will come for you. Say amen and receive it. Get out of the cycle. Go near a door. If a door is near you there, open it and hold it open. Let me pray. I prophesy. So will doors open for you at your desired location. Doors will open for your children, your business, your career, your platform, and your ministry. Now, leave the door. Raise or hold your phone up. Let me pray. I prophesy, alert upon alert, alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales. God will respond to your call in Jesus' name. This week shall be great in your life. Say amen. June 15th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you long life and a fulfilling life. Happy birthday. Now, let's receive teachings as much as time will allow us. First one today. Good morning, our dear Father in the Lord. Sir, help me with this situation. My son went for rehearsals in the church, and one of them was making the mistakes, which God, the main pastor, provoked, and he used his leg to hit the girl who made the mistake twice on the back. The second kick got the girl fell down from the chair. Daddy, please, what kind of advice can you give to this? Because the thing is bothering my son so much. Thank you, sir. May the oil of God on your life never run dry. Wow. If what you said here is the true thing, is what it is, then I wonder which pastor, not to talk of the main or lead pastor, he kicked a girl with his leg twice until the girl falls off the chair. What kind of uncontrollable anger is that from a pastor? Young people that came for the hazard. Wow. How frustrated could they have been? What you did not tell us is whether that is your church. That pastor needs anger management therapy, or do I say deliverance? Because bad temper, uncontrollable temper, is a spirit. If that repeat itself again, please withdraw your son from the rehearsals so that he will not be the next victim. What I understand is that a pastor is a father and a carer. Even when provoked, he handles it with maturity and grace. Next, my question, sir. I met a guy who says he wants us to be friends, and we talked almost every day For 3 months, he checked on me and asked my opinion about things. But suddenly, he started reducing calls, like 2 weeks, and recently he called. But I kind of responded coldly because I started seeing him as an inconsistent person. Now he called and I said, I thought he actually needed space. But it was like, why did I just assume without discussing it? Later, I saw his missed WhatsApp call. So I sent a message, but he did not reply for 11 days. After that, he now called, but I didn't pick. Until today, he never called back again. Daddy, what can one do as a lady? It's been 4 months of being friends. And what are the reasons for that kind of reaction? I'm looking forward to hear from you, Daddy, and what a lady should do in that situation. Wow. Someone must be saying, where did Daddy have all the patience reading all this long epistle? Well, they are my young daughters, and I want others like her to learn. My daughter, my opinion or counsel is that you should move on with your life. From your write-up, you are already getting emotionally attached to this guy, hoping and wishing he will get serious with you. But he's not. His mind must be certainly on something else. And as I've always said here, friendship is not by force, it is by choice. Cut off from him. So he's not playing on your emotion and unnecessarily raising your hope and expectation. When your true lover comes, he will be so intoxicated with love that he will call you every day. Please don't let this one come back. He will certainly waste your time. Next, good morning, Pastor, and my TPJ siblings. Please, can the contributor 2 days ago tell us the particular skill or trade that he or she learned with 55,000 naira in 2008 so we can sponsor some youths in our church and in our neighborhood to be trained as well? Please help. Wow. Before I call on the contributor to respond, please remember, this was 2008, 16 years ago. Many things have changed over and over since then. Then, so many ideas are now available with online, AI, and tech world. There are many opportunities and options with young graduates these days, better than 2008. Please bring resource persons to your church and neighborhood to train and open the eyes and mind of many young people to the many opportunities and possibilities that are now available. That's what we are doing in our church, training young graduates to be innovative, creative, enterprising, creating jobs for themselves instead of looking for jobs that are not there anyway. Well, our contributor, please respond. We shall take it off from here tomorrow. Send your own questions and situations, if you have any, and do so anonymously. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. TPGL UK Conference in Manchester is this Friday and Saturday, 3 or 4 days away. TPGL members and all listeners in UK and Europe, don't miss it. Arrange your work. All of us back in Nigeria, Africa, USA, and all other places that have our loved ones in UK, especially around London and Manchester, persuade and encourage them to meet me in Manchester this weekend. Let your sons and daughters, your husbands and wives come and share and be impacted. Telephone numbers to call or chat with for more details, Adeola on 074-111-28401 and Franklin on 079-178-97088. We also need volunteers to help us with protocol, ushering, registration, and the rest of it. Now, I want to pray, especially for 20 TPJ members and listeners that can support our mission in Manchester. 20 persons that can support us with 100,000 naira each. Conference costs a lot to organize. I am not calling everybody. Only 20 persons who God has blessed enough to that level. 20 persons who will give without stress. 20 persons that love TPGL so much that understand the power of sacrifice and that will attach a specific need of their life to that seed that had the capacity to do so. We shall add it to the so much money we have already spent on this conference. Please tag your seed. Call it UK TPGF Conference so that I pull it out and pray for you specially. And in case you want the commission's account, please send a chat message to +234 809 789 4000. Like I said, it's not everyone I'm calling. It is those in whose heart this resonates. They have the faith. They believe it. They will attach on special needs. And as we pray, doors will open. Please do so. And the Lord will continue to bless you. Oh, the UK conference will be mighty. And every one of us making contribution, calling people, encouraging them, those coming, those sowing seed, you shall all be blessed and blessed mightily. I prophesy on everyone today, the power of God will rest on you. The glory of God will change your story. If you are high before, you go higher. If you are down, the Lord will bring you up. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. And fed me, Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Have a good day and a fulfilling week. Bye.